This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. He covers the NBA and the Pelicans. Ollie Cosell. Ollie, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. I always enjoy talking to you guys. I just wish I had better news, right, regarding the Pelicans.
No, how's your hamstring?
Wait a minute. Don't tell me somebody else got hurt.
No, not since, right? Yeah, not since Jose Alvarado went down, but okay. Yeah, it just seems like the next one's around the corner, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Ollie, when you look at – I'm going to jump to Oklahoma City because, you know, we see the dysfunction that's happening now with all the movement and you getting all these injured players and having to kind of piece together a B team. But in watching Oklahoma City, even last year, you saw them kind of make that run – a little bit into the playoffs, and are you really a young basketball team understanding how to play in big moments? I think they are legit a team that could win everything this year or be at least in the finals against Boston.
You're not going to get any disagreement from me. Look, I mean, they won the West last season. Their guys, you know, their young players really grew up. First time experiencing real playoff basketball. And you're right, they probably wanted to go on a longer run than they did. But again, stepping stones, right? You've got to go through it, experience it, and they did that. So now they're in prime position again, getting off to a good start. And really, the only thing holding them back at this point, right, is they're missing a couple of key guys. Isaiah Hartenstein, a center that they signed in the offseason, and now Chet Holmgren, a guy they relied on to man the middle. He's out too. So it'll be curious to watch them tonight, right, because they're going to play ultra small. And guess what? The Pelicans have largely been playing smaller than most of their competition so far.
Ollie, when you look at this game, obviously the Pelicans massively undermanned, so many injuries. But what do they got to do in this matchup to maybe pull the upset in OKC against a team that's atop the Western Conference that's obviously clicking right now?
Yeah, what's been disheartening is the Pelicans have had real chances for wins, right, in, say, three of the last five games. They were up against the Hawks, the Trailblazers, and, of course, the Nets. In the fourth quarter of all those games, could have walked away with wins, but the offense failed, and the defense just hasn't been up to par like it was in the previous season. So I think the recipe is simple. Just keep doing what you're doing, because the Pelicans have largely been holding their own on the glass. The problem is they're just not creating enough good shots, easy opportunities, and really that's shown up during the last, what, 4 or 5 minutes of games, right? Brandon Ingram's getting double teamed, and suddenly, who do you turn to? Well, fortunately, Trey Murphy's back. Brandon Boston's been playing great. You're just going to need great games from probably all three of those, and combined with just being smart, right? Avoid the turnovers and get back to standing in front of your men, because right now, Pelicans are just getting destroyed in the paint and giving up way too many open three-point shots. So the defense has to be on par. The offense just has to find something they can rely on to close out a game.
Through all this turmoil, Ollie, Brandon Boston, he's been a revelation here. Of what he's been able to accomplish. And I think sometimes through difficult times, you find out something about a player you really didn't know. He's the biggest surprise to me of how well he's played.
Yeah, honestly, I think he's probably the best two-way player in the league. The fact the Pelicans grabbed him off the waivers when the Clippers let him go says a lot, right? So that means they valued him. And the fact that he's just stepped right in and suddenly become one of the team's best scorers, one of the most reliable players. And really, he's doing more than just scoring, right? He's facilitating, bringing the ball up the court, and he's getting you a couple steals usually per game, too. So he's giving you everything and then some. So, yeah, he's been a bright spot. Even Missy has been a bright spot, even though consistency still eludes him. But, no, you're hopeful that Missy, he'll turn to become that center that the Pelicans have always needed since really Tyson Chandler left. And for Brandon Boston, right, the Pelicans traded away a lot of depth over the summer. So finding a guy like Boston, you've got to believe that they're going to sign him to a regular contract sometime this summer and keep him around past this year.
Obviously, this latest of games that they have coming up, Ollie, is a brutal stretch for the Pellies. And you look at the injuries. Is there any hope to get some or any of these guys back during the next couple of games? Or are they kind of SOL, as you would say?
No, Steve, there's some hope that over the next week to maybe week and a half, so maybe in another three or four games, that we'll see hopefully at least two of the three.
Okay.
Jordan Hawkins, C.J. McCollum, and Herb Jones.
Right.
Those guys' returns are all around the corner. And with Hawk, it's just a back. He had some back spasms. So I'm pretty sure we'll see him. I'm curious if C.J. McCollum and at least Herb Jones, one of those two, can return because they've been out for about almost close to 2 weeks, and their original timetables were about 2 to 3, 2 to 4 weeks, right? So they're knocking on the door of returns too.
Ollie, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it, bud. And listen, stay healthy.
Right.
You're too close to that court.
Mike, that's definitely the word, right? I'm worried about when I walk downstairs, right? Something, I'm going to pull a hamstring or something.
Ollie, thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate you, man.
Always do a great job, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Steve, have a good rest of your night.
All righty. That was Ollie Cosell. He covers the NBA and the Pelicans. Always does a great job of breaking things down. And, boy, Oklahoma City 9-2 entering this game. I think tomorrow they'll be 10-2.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.